It's Monday, the 13th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. About 4,000 people have now died in South Africa of COVID-19, while more than half of the 265,000 people who have tested positive are still struggling to shake off the debilitating disease. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports that the world is approaching 13 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and is heading towards 600,000 deaths. The US has the highest death toll at 135,000, followed by Brazil at just under 72,000 deaths. The ANC has unveiled its plan for economic recovery post-COVID-19. It includes a proposal that pension funds should take over white elephant government projects, including restructured Eskom assets. It said changes should be made to the Regulation 28 under the Pensions Fund Act to enable cheaper access to finance for development. Also at the start of the weekend, Business for South Africa released a detailed plan to save South Africa. Business for South Africa Vice President Martin Kingston says that South Africa has reached a fork in the road and that the actions taken by leaders in the immediate future will set the country on one of two paths: the low road, which could lead to a failed state, and the high road, which would mean a commitment to decisive leadership and bold actions that would take unavoidable difficult decisions. For more on those ideas to save South Africa from a dire economic situation, listen to BizNews Radio or log on to BizNews Premium, where you will find special reports on the government plans to tap into your pension and also the business plans to provide a parachute to South Africa, which Business for South Africa says has already fallen off a cliff. Old Mutual could become a casualty of the Zimbabwe financial crisis. The ruling ZANU-PF has announced that it supports a decision to eject the South African multinational. Analysts are not clear whether the plan is to delist Old Mutual from the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange or excise the company altogether from the financial services system. Zimbabwean Twitter is abuzz with talk about what this might mean for pensions, banks, and the financial crisis. Old Mutual has been accused of playing a central role in what the Zimbabwe government has termed economic sabotage. President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his team have failed to reverse Zimbabwe's downward economic trajectory since they unseated Robert Mugabe in late 2017. The country's hyperinflation is believed to have entered four-digit territory, with entry-level civil servants on salaries with a purchasing power that equates to less than $1 a day. There's more on that on biznews.com. President Cyril Ramaphosa updated the nation on the COVID-19 crisis on Sunday night.
The coronavirus storm is far fiercer and much more destructive than any that we have known before. It is stretching our resources as we speak, but it is also stretching our resolve to their very limits. There is now clear evidence that the resumption of alcohol sales has resulted in substantial pressure being put on hospitals, including trauma and ICU units, due to motor vehicle accidents, violence, as well as related trauma that are alcohol induced. Most of these and other trauma occur at night. Therefore, as an additional measure to reduce the pressure on hospitals, a curfew will be put in place between the hours of 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. Apart from people who need to travel to and from work or who need to seek urgent medical or other assistance during this time, everyone will be required to remain at home. Regulations on the wearing of masks will be strengthened. Employers, shop owners and managers, public transport operators and managers, and owners of any other public building are now legally obliged to ensure that anyone entering their premises or facilities or vehicle must be wearing a mask.
Finally, a look at how stocks were doing as trading closed on Friday. Sasol, the most closely watched share, shed about 4% of its value and was trading for around 133 rand a share. Sogo Sun and RMB Holdings also shed about 4%, while the best performer was Nedcor, which jumped more than 6%. The rand has been trading at around 16 rand 78 for $1, 21 rand 23 for £1, while 18 rand 95 will get you €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.